T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time to hear from some of the best high school football coaches in the area.
That's live, come on.
It's the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show.
All right, nice job, fellas.
Presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Let's turn it over to Muskego Athletic Director Ryan McMillan.
Don't let one play affect the next one. Just learn from it.
And the Fans High School Insider, Big Time Mike McGivern.
Welcome to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coach Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. We're live at State Fair Park. It's the Nary Milwaukee Home and Remodeling Show. We're right at the end of aisle 600. If you get a chance, come on by, say hello, be here for 2 hours. It is seating meeting Saturday. It's a fun day for some people. Not great for other people, but I got to tell you, for a guy like me, it's like Christmas. You know, you get up early, you take a look at the groupings, who they put where, why, try to figure out why they've done some of the things they've done. And I've invited a number of assistant coaches from around the area to join me. In the first hour, we've got Dave Roush, who is, friends of his for a long time, lost touch a little bit with him, and he, now back. He is an assistant coach at Hartford. Coach, how you been? You look great.
Thank you. I've been feeling great. I'm 5 years cancer-free now, so which
praise
is
the Lord.
Why I decided to get back into it.
Good for you. You can only stay for a short time with us today because where are you going? You're getting on a bike? And
we are doing a bike ride in memory of my wife's brother,
okay,
John, who died of a brain tumor.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that. Dave, I apologize for, I thought you were going to just get on the bike and have fun, but this isn't fun. It's good to see you feeling good about getting back into it, huh?
Absolutely. It's been a joy, and to be 9-0 is, I mean, that's a gift.
It is, and our next guest, he is an assistant coach at Hartford, at Homestead, and he is also my son-in-law. He is married to my lovely daughter, Katie. He's brought me 3 phenomenal grandsons, and he's a good assistant coach at Homestead. John Bonner. John, thanks for stopping by. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah. How are you doing today, Mike?
Doing good. You know, for the first time in a long time, somebody other than Homestead has won that conference, and I talked to Coach Keel a couple days ago, and he said, look, it's going to come to an end. Mm-hmm. Understand, you know, we're dealing with some issues here at Homestead, and we're hoping that we're going to be 100% healthy come playoff time. And he said, look, if we are, I'm not sure you want to play us come playoff time. You guys beat Nicolet last night 14-7. Nicolet was fighting for their playoff lives. They're going to not make the playoffs because of it. People looked at the score and said, boy, a little closer than maybe you think. But again, after talking to Dave, you guys are just trying to get some kids healthy.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is right now. You know, end of the season, you know, getting into the playoffs. And Nicolet played us really hard last night. I've only been coaching at Homestead for 5 years, but that's the hardest I've seen Nicolet play any team, including us.
Right.
So you have to give it to Al Marauder and the staff over there.
I agree.
And their kids are they were out for a win last night.
They want to
Absolutely.
Get in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Look, when you're Homestead, and Dave, you're going to agree, I think, with this. When you're at a level that Homestead's been at for as many years as you can remember, you know you're in the playoffs. The last game is against Nicolet. Hard to get those kids ready, for that game, up to play a team that they're used to beating pretty good at all levels. And then all of a sudden you're in a dogfight, and I don't know if high school kids can turn it on. You know, all of a sudden, we got to turn out. We got to play. Hold on. What are we doing here? And I think that happens.
It did. And I think with high school kids, the biggest thing to try and get through to them is they get up in the morning just like you do.
Right.
I mean, I know they're Homestead or whatever the school or program is, but obviously deserve the reputation they have. But they get up the same way. They do the same things you do. They're high school kids like you are, so you have to believe and get after it.
Look, you were at Waukesha South for a long time, had a lot of success in, and then some lean years in what I think is the best football conference in the state of Wisconsin. And I have that discussion with people, and I get calls from the Valley all the time going, hold on a second, what about us? You're really good, but you're not as good as that conference. And when you're at Waukesha South, look, I used to tell people when you were coaching there, if you were in any other conference, you would be qualifying for the playoffs almost every year. You guys were good, but in that conference, you might not have had enough talent to compete in that conference. So when a team like Nicolet, or where it was Waukesha South near the end of your career there, you're going to compete against anybody. You don't care who it is. And if you're fighting for your playoff life, then surprise you that they played hard against Homestead.
Yeah, so that's, again, it's a belief thing, and it's a job of the coaches to get them believing that they can do it. And in high school football, anything can happen.
Hey, let me stay with you, Dave. You were a head coach for how long?
24 years.
How was it for you to be an assistant? Was it an adjustment?
It is heaven.
It's heaven.
Because, I mean, it's a great staff at Hartford. John Redders is a fantastic leader. I get to coach with my nephew, Aaron Roush, again.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's just been fun because you don't take on all the pressure that the head coach does. So to just be that guy, a position coach, and do everything you can for the program,
yeah,
it's wonderful. But I don't regret any year I was the head coach. I loved it. But there's a lot more on your plate than people may think.
Are you still a Guinness record holder?
It's the Dale Harder Book of World Records, and,
yeah,
and yes, I am.
You are.
Still
and
hold it.
Can you tell us what you hold it for?
It's pull-ups.
Pull-ups. How many?
I did 36 dead hang, so your body can't move. And
at what age?
I was 51 at the time.
Man. Can I ask how old you are now?
I'm 59.
Man, you look great. I'm just telling you. Good for you.
Thank you.
And I'm glad that you're back. Yeah, when I got your text, because we had you know what, I lost your number, you lost mine. We hadn't connected for a while, and we talked a lot back in the day.
Oh, always.
And when I got your text, I was very happy. I didn't know you were back on the sidelines. Hey, John, you talked about being at Homestead 5 years. Prior to that, you were at Pewaukee and Brookfield Central.
Correct, yeah.
And when you kind of giggled when you said, when Dave said, look, being an assistant coach is like heaven.
Yeah.
You've not been a head coach yet. Is that something that you think you want to do one day?
It's a possibility. I don't know. I don't know what's out there. I had done a head coaching stint at St. John's for track,
right,
and that's a different animal. But I don't know. For right now, you know, kind of where I'm sitting at, I'm learning from the staff at Homestead. And I feel like everywhere I've been, I've learned something from the staff,
sure,
around me to kind of grow into the coach that I am. So, I'm okay staying where I'm at and being a position coach right now.
Can we talk about that journey that you guys went on last year and won a state championship? It was, and before you look forward, you got, you know, look back before you move forward. You guys surprised some people outside of that locker room, including a guy like me who, mm-hmm, thought, okay, mate, you know, is the conference down a little bit this year? Are they going to – have they played the kind of talent they're going to play when they get to level 2, 3, and 4? And you guys took care of your business week after week after week. Did that surprise you at all that you guys won a state championship?
You know, outside of the team and outside of the locker room, I think a lot of people were surprised. Yourself, like you said, Travis Wilson, I was messaging him last night, and he was doing a live thing, and,
right,
and you know, he even talked about how he's like, yeah, I should never bet against Dave Keel, and, you know, I think the biggest thing is inside the locker room, I wasn't surprised. I don't think any of us were surprised. That group of kids was so cohesive. They've worked together so hard, and every once in a while, you get that class of kids,
yes,
who they'll go through the wall for you. And they're coachable.
That senior class that you guys had at Homestead,
yeah,
when I got a chance to come out and speak when you had your team dinner, mm-hmm, and Coach Keel was kind enough to allow me to come out and speak for a little while. I was so impressed with the senior class from last year, and I haven't met the kids this year. That's a, mm-hmm, tough class to follow up with as strong leaders as the seniors were last year. But we had that with basketball with Martin Luther mm-hmm. this year. And so where all of a sudden you saw the light go on and these kids were the leaders and you knew you had a chance to do something pretty good.
Correct, yep. And that's kind of what we saw in these kids. You know, the kids this year, not to discount what they're doing. I mean, it's a solid group of seniors.
Oh, you
this
bet
year.
It is.
Yep. Just different. You know, it's kind of like kids, right? I have three kids and each one of them are different, you know, and they each bring something special to the table, but they're different. But yeah, that group of kids last year, I still text a lot of them and message them, and you know, it's even like that closeness being the coach and athlete relationship too, just having fun with them as well. So
well, and you know, those three kids you're talking about, mm-hmm. you know, that little one scares me. That's,
yeah,
that little Beckett.
Yeah, he's got a flag football game today. So
he does. How did Keegan do this morning? Did he have a game at
8:30? Yeah, they did. They were winning when I left. So
good.
Yeah.
Keegan, Logan, and Beckett, mm-hmm. and I know that they love going to Homestead games and being a part of what you're doing there. So I love the fact that, you know, you understand the importance of what a good assistant coach brings to the table. You know, Dave, I always tell people I think I was a way better assistant coach than I was a head coach because I never wanted the head guy's job. I had no interest. You know what? I'll argue with you all day in the locker room. We open the door. It's his program. And I will throw myself in front of a bus for the head coach because that's what I think a good assistant coach can do. Hey, looking at the groupings, John, you guys, I saw you sent me a picture. I don't know what time that was. You guys,
It was late. Yep.
Is this kind of what you thought was going to happen?
That was one of the scenarios. You know,
Can, let me read it. So people, the Group B in Division II, Group B is Brookfield Central, Brookfield East, Cedarburg, Germantown, Homestead, Menominee Falls, Slinger, West Bend East. Okay.
Yeah, that's we kind of last night, you know, we got together and a guy that's a friend of the program. He's our bagpiper, actually, you know, and he's a lawyer in Whitefish Bay, and we got together at his law practice last night, and he let us kind of set up a war room, and Dave was drawing up some scenarios on a pizza box. You know, we're really high-tech at Homestead.
High-tech at Homestead, mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep, cutting edge. So, you know, we were drawing up some stuff, and Dave was having fun with it, and this was one of the scenarios, you know, just kind of cutting geographically. We kind of thought one of the scenarios might be that they might throw some schools from the Fox Cities in with us, but obviously that didn't happen.
Came down, yep. That's what I thought.
But, yeah, so this is kind of similar to what we thought. There was an idea that we thought maybe Hartford might be with us as well in this one. But, I mean, it's kind of, you know, you've got Cedarburg and Slinger and West Benice and then the old North Shore Germantown. So that's
right.
I think that's right up the alley of what we thought.
And I would guess, and obviously Menominee Falls, Brook Central, Brook East are all going to fight for the one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So they're going to fight for the one. The other two will probably get the two and the three. Slinger, get the four? Do you guys get the four?
Yeah, and that's the hard thing because they lost last night. So now they have three losses. We have two. So I don't know. I mean, Dave,
I would think you guys get the four.
I think,
but I don't. I don't know.
Dave's a good salesman, and you know he's good at promoting what the kids have done and pushing that.
There's so much respect for him. Any room that he walks into, if they're talking high school football, Dave, you'll agree with this. Dave Keel walks in, there's respect. I mean, he has enough rings that he can say, "Hey, look, I've been doing this a long time. I've had enough success. Mm-hmm. This team is a worthy number four seed." Before you guys started doing seeding meetings, Joe Cook used to say, "You basketball guys are all politics. You're all political. Us football guys, we're just good old boys." And then he got out of the first seeding meeting and called me and said, "Oh my goodness, we're just as political as you boys." So when you go into something like this, one of the tough part is, you know, you have Brook Central, Brook East. Right, Menominee Falls, they're going to stay with their boys, right? Yep. Germantown will stay now with those boys, mm-hmm. even though Jake Davis and Dave.
I know.
But, you know, they're going to do the stuff they do. Did you like going to – did you go to city meetings?
Well, it like you said, it is a lot of politics. And guys from the same conference are going to kind of stick together, and it does happen. But you just have to fight for your kids, which I think, you know, John Redders is very good at, at fighting for his kids and
Can I go through your group real quick? Hartford is in Division II, Group C, and they moved you guys a little bit. It's Hartford, Holman, La Crosse Central, Milton, Monona Grove, Oregon, Watertown, Wanakee. Let me go through that again. Hartford, Holman, La Crosse Central, Milton, Monona Grove, Oregon, Watertown, Wanakee. You guys get the one.
Right? I would hope so.
Well, yeah, undefeated conference champ. You'll get the one. Wanakee, probably the two, I would think. They got beat last night to DeForest. I would think La Crosse Central, I don't know much about them. So do you know much about these guys? Either do I.
Well, some, but not.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I'm sure Watertown's throwing the ball all over the place because that's what Watertown does.
Watertown's quarterback happens to be one of my former player's sons.
Really?
Eric Pauly, who played tight end for me.
Oh, be darned.
His son is the quarterback.
It's a small world.
And then Greg Pauly, the Notre Dame guy.
Right.
That's his brother.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's the uncle.
Hey, guys, we're going to get to a break. I'm gonna bring two other assistant coaches on for the next segment and then bring you guys back. Can I have you for one more? What time do you have to be out of here, Dave?
11.
Okay, I'm going to bring you back for one more. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk a little bit to a Muskego and a Greendale assistant coach. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, and we are live at State Fair Park. We're at the Nary Milwaukee Home Remodeling Show. They just opened the doors at 10 o'clock. Starting to get a little bit crowded. Come on down. We are at the end of aisle 600. We are right across from Champion Sunrooms, right next door to Bath Fitters. We got a lot of stuff going on, so stop by and say hello. It is CD meeting Saturday, and I've got assistant coaches popping in and out. And it's better when they know where they're supposed to be. So, coach from Greendale, man, I'm glad you made it. Greg Kauk is here. Tough game last night, coach.
Yeah. Actually, we played on Thursday, but it was a real tough game, real hard-fought battle. It was a physical game. It's one of those games that you always remember, and you're always going to look back on it and remember where you were and remember specific plays.
And I know it was Thursday. You know how? Because we normally on Thursday Night Lights cover that game.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we made a change and covered the Franklin Oak Creek game. And I knew you guys were playing on Thursday. I know that the running back for Whitnall got injured. Don't know yet how bad that is. He's a really good quality football player. To lose a game in double overtime, and I've been around Coach Stoltz for a long time, those sting a little bit, especially for the conference championship. Your guys will certainly bounce back because they're Greendale football players, and that's what you guys do. What was the bus ride home from there? Did you guys play at home?
It was at home.
Yeah, what was the locker room like?
It was quiet, but positive and purposeful. So the kids, we acknowledged, you know, things we could have done differently and how we can do things better moving forward. And the kids weren't too down. They were hopeful. They were looking forward to next week. And we had multiple kids saying, hey, we're ready for practice Sunday. Let's get going.
Hey, the groupings that you guys got put in, have you taken a look at those at all?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, what do you think? It's Division III Group D. Let me go through these. And 11 o'clock at Eisenhower is a seating meeting. It's Greendale, Eisenhower, New Berlin West, Pewaukee, Plymouth. That one got me. Like, what? And they took Whitefish Bay and put them up north.
Yeah.
That was weird. Union Grove, Whitnall, Wisconsin, Lutheran. Everybody in your conference, pretty much. It's a Woodland kind of conference tournament. Plymouth is really good.
Yes, they are.
That's a really good team. And I maybe Whitnall gets to one, maybe Plymouth gets to one, and then it's kind of a, you know, is it West? Is it Greendale? Is it Eisenhower? And I've seen you guys play Pewaukee. I saw them up close and personal. They're going to get a low seed. I don't think I'd want to play them first round.
Absolutely
not. They're really well coached, and that's a good football team.
Yep, year in, year out, Pewaukee is a really well-coached team, and it's one of those teams that you have a ton of respect for when you go and play against them, and you know you're going to get a really good battle because Coach Frisky out there, he's got the kids prepared every single week for every game, specific game plans, and they're always ready to roll.
Yeah, no doubt. We're also joined by the assistant coach. You're too, man. He's a veteran for this radio show. It seemed, obviously it worked last year.
Yes,
Ryan Lucchese, you know what? You guys go on and win a state championship. I'm taking all the credit for having you on the show and having you guys go win one.
You deserve it.
Yeah, I do.
Let's keep this thing rolling.
So, Coach, first of all, how you been? Good?
Great.
Yeah,
great.
Good year? Great year.
Great year. I love our kids. We're in a great place. I mean, you came out week one. Friday nights in Muskego are pretty special.
It was 5 o'clock. I couldn't get a parking spot.
And then the fair and everything else going on, everything helped. But that's pretty custom for a Friday night or a game day. You know, it doesn't matter if it's Thursday or Friday night. People are going to come out, and I think that's something, you know, our kids love and appreciate. And there's no place to, you know, I'd rather be on a Friday night than Muskego.
So, Coach, I've been in both situations where teams I've coached have been the hunters, you know, and I use this a lot. We're out there hunting. Mm-hmm. Who's the big game? We're going after him. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys go up and win a state championship, and now you are the hunted every single week. People to me will say, hey, look, okay, Muskego, outside of Muskego, who are the better teams? So all of a sudden that respect that this program's getting is incredible. Your kids have obviously adapted to being the hunted fairly well.
Yeah, I appreciate that, you know, and we are, and I think we embrace that. But we had a passionate conversation at Carroll College when we go to camp there, and we just talked about the reality is we're hunting. And if you're a winner in life, you're always hunting something, all right? So people are going to say you're the hunter or the hunted, but the reality is we have our own goals, and we want to chase greatness, and we want to hunt everything that we can and continue to get better and improve. And at the end of the day, anybody who we line up against, you know, that's what we're focused on, and we're hunting our continuous improvement too, and it's worked out.
Any surprises for you that you could run the table? Because this conference, right? Look, again, I say it, and people are like, whatever, dude, quit saying it. But it is the best high school football conference in the state of Wisconsin, top to bottom. It is, and to be able to run that table. I've seen Waukesha North. They didn't make the playoffs. That's a Waukesha North in any other conference. They would be in the playoffs, and they might be a 2 seed.
I agree. To be honest, they're the only defense, or they're the only team that our starters have given up more than one score to this year.
And they didn't make the playoffs,
right? So they, you know, they're explosive offensively. Obviously, they got a Division I kid at receiver, and I love the Kelleher kid at quarterback as a 3-year starter. So it's just a great league, and I think that's another piece where you go back to being just hunting everything is our kids understand what they have to face every week, you know, and they're excited for that. So it definitely keeps you sharp, and it makes you ready to go.
So you guys looked at the groupings. Did you kind of figure this is the way it was going to go?
Yeah. I think for the most part, you know, just really depending where Maguanago was going to go, I think was the big piece. But we had, you know, you can pencil in Muskego Franklin in the same, I think, grouping every year.
Yeah, just that bothers me. You know what? And I know they have to do it. I guess they have to do it. They didn't do it up in the Valley. They
right.
Bayport and Kimberly and Fond du Lac.
They had no
problem with that.
Well, that must be because those guys in the Valley want to say, hey, here we go.
Yeah, okay. Well, we want to say that too.
Yep.
Let me tell you where Muskego got. They are in Division I, obviously, Group D, and it's Franklin, Kenosha Bradford, Kenosha Indian Trail, Milwaukee Pulaski, Maguanago, Muskego, Oak Creek, Racine Case. So I would guess Muskego gets the 1, Franklin gets the 2, Maguanago gets the 3. That would be my guess. We were told that somebody on your staff said that they thought Maguanago was the best team that you guys played this year, the one of the toughest teams that you've played as far as being physical and getting after.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I got so much respect for Coach Knavok and what he's brought there. I mean, they're in the weight room, and they line up, and they want to play physical. So it's, you know, they put you kind of in line you up in a phone booth, and they want to hit you. And it's fun, and they're disciplined, and they do a lot of things creatively in different places, and they get after you on special teams. So I think they're definitely, you know, one of the best teams in the Class A, no doubt.
Yeah, he is Ryan Lucchese from Muskego, also joined from Greendale, Greg Koch. Greg, how long have you been a coach?
I've been coach for 11 years.
All
at Greendale.
You know, when we talk about some of the best programs in Southeast Wisconsin, you talk about now Muskego, and you talk about certainly Franklin, and then Stolz. I always bring up Greendale because they're always in the conversation. You know what? You're in the conversation. Are they get a chance to win the conference? They got a chance to go deep in the playoffs. New Berlin Eisenhower now is in that conversation as well. Mm-hmm. And you've been – look, Greendale has not been at the top all the time the whole 11 years you've been there, I'm sure.
Correct.
Right? He does a nice job. What I love about Coach Stolz is 15 years ago, he'd tell you, I know all this. I know it. And now mm-hmm. he's like, look, I'm learning every day. My best line of the year for Thursday Night Lights was after you guys beat Pewaukee in an unbelievable game, and the AD's yelling at everybody to get off the field because Lightning's coming.
Yep.
Stoltz is addressing his team, and he said, hey, when the only thing you can eat is oatmeal because you're that old, you're going to remember what we did here today, and you're going to remember we did it on national TV. And I was walking by, I said, Channel 20, we're national? He said, it's part of the speech, pal. Get out of here. And I laughed. I'm still laughing about it. But I watched him address those kids, and when he speaks, those kids listen.
Yes.
He is the man. He's the guy in charge. You guys, kind of similar to Muskego, you're the team that a lot of people go, look, if you talk to the Ike boys, they want to beat Greendale. You talk to the West boys, they want to beat Greendale. So that's kind of where you guys are at, and you guys embrace that as well.
Absolutely. We truly do embrace that. We come in every week, and we know that oftentimes there is a target on our back. But just to echo Coach here, that we also love to be the hunters. I mean, we know that there is so much more for us to achieve, especially knowing our ultimate goal is to stand in the middle of Camp Randall with a gold ball, and we have not achieved that yet. So that keeps us even more hungry and always working and working. And Coach Stoltz never, ever, ever lets any of these kids be complacent, of the coaches be complacent.
No, because he's not.
Nope, never.
Never. On the sidelines, in the practice, in the classroom, he is always working. It'll be interesting to see, and I've asked a couple people, hopefully, from the seating meetings. I'm interested to see if Plymouth walks in there and gets the one.
Right.
Or, you know what, there's a number of teams from your conference, man. Mm-hmm. Hold on a second, boys. Hold on. You know what? Maybe Plymouth should be the five.
It's always the wild card.
That maybe they won't send them. We don't want Plymouth down here by us. Guys, I'm going to ask you. I'm going to bring these other guys in for the next segment. Can you stick around for that last segment in this hour?
Yes, absolutely.
I really appreciate it. We're joined by a couple of coaches, one from Muskego, Ryan Lucchese, and Greg Hawk, who is from Greendale. We're going to kick them to the curb for a minute, bring them back John Bonner from Homestead and Dave Roush from Hartford. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show. We're live at State Fair Park. Michelle Brown is so happy that we're here for the Nary Milwaukee Home and Remodeling Show. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern live at State Fair Park. We're in the Wisconsin Expo Center for the Nary Milwaukee Home and Remodeling Show. We're just across from Champion Sunrooms, down the block from Bath Fitters. They're right here. Got a couple other coaches coming in. A couple boys going to talk to you. The McGuanago intention has showed up. It's good to see them. I will talk to them in the 11 o'clock hour. We've got John Bonner, assistant coach from Homestead. Dave Roush, assistant coach at Hartford. Guys, let me talk to you a little bit about playoff time. And Dave, you may have a different, because you've been a head coach for a long time. How different are practices this time of year compared to maybe 4 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago?
I don't think they're much different, because you still demand that intensity and hard practice attitude that goes on all season long. So I think you get after it just as hard.
Practices are different now than when you first started coaching football. We've gotten smarter, right? You guys were a lot safer. There's not – look, when I played, it was nutcracker.
Oh, yeah.
Man in the yeah. Bull in the ring.
Bull in the ring.
You're thirsty, have a salt pill, right? That ages me like you can't believe. But that's kind of what was going on. And you know what? The smart people in the room said, hold on a second. You know what? We're still going to be physical. We're still going to get after it. But we're going to do it smart. I think football has never been safer. I don't know. Do you feel that way, Dave?
I agree. I mean, we used to do that, too. It was like just go and beat the crap out of everybody.
Right.
John Redders has a rule in the Hartford staff that everybody stays up. You lock and keep them up. Don't take them down.
Don't take them
and
down.
And so it's you back off that way a little bit, but then Friday night comes and they sure do get after it.
Because now they're ready to get after it. Hey, John, and you've been assistant coach for a long time, and I don't know Coach Keel's philosophy. Do you guys, is it a similar practice come playoff time? Does it shorten a little bit time-wise? Do you guys do anything different?
You know, over at Homestead, once it gets to playoff time, we usually kind of take time off. You know, we just. I'm just kidding.
No, we
go hard.
Really?
We
take Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off. Watch film on Thursday. Play on Friday.
That's the philosophy.
Right,
that's what's got us there. We go just as hard, if not harder. It's, you know, all throughout the season. You know, practice is very intense, but. Playoff time, you know, we get our scout team together, make sure we have the best kids on scout that try to emulate the team that we're going to play. So, you know, we try to get that energy and tell our scout team, you know, we have three things. You know, you got to make sure you're aligned correctly, you know your assignment, and then you execute the play properly. So that way when our scout team defense is going against the offense, they shouldn't be shocked once we get to Friday night. You know, it should be the same intensity and try to emulate that. So we kind of have that philosophy of making sure that both sides are ready, offense and defense. So, it gets to be really fun, though.
Do you guys break down more film? Dave, what's your philosophy? And I'm wondering what Hartford's philosophy is as far as breaking down film and letting the kids watch. Do you have kids watching your opponent?
Yeah, they do that all the time. In fact, the coaches at Hartford, the D coordinator, Zodro, Shelstad, the offensive coordinator, and then, of course, Redder's the head coach, they tell them you have to get on every day and we're going to monitor it because they can see how often they're on huddle. So they set the bar high for the kids to do their homework and study the opponent.
Boy, that's there are coaches that have different philosophies, but now with huddle, boy, it's make. Remember back in the day where you had to go out and film and take notes?
I used to do it on a notebook and a tape recorder.
Yeah.
I mean, and then we broke it down that way. It was, the way it is now is crazy.
Man, it's easy.
Oh.
You can wake up at 3 in the morning and, you know what, and go watch some film and your wife doesn't even know, right? And that, she doesn't know.
But
you're out.
With my wife, she likes football probably more than I do.
She does.
Oh, yeah, she's watching it all the time.
Oh, that's awesome.
Sometimes I say, let's turn on MASH or something.
Yeah, man. She's a big Hartford fan right now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's a fan wherever I am, so she's an awesome wife.
Yeah, good. Well, I think coaches' wives have a special place in heaven. I do, because they put up with a lot with us knuckleheads, for sure. Are you finding the Hartford community? Obviously, it's a football community. They love their football, and they love Friday night in Hartford is something special.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It is huge. It's like being in a one-school town, they just love their Friday night football, and they come in, and they're great fans, and it's a lot of fun. And I grew up in Hartford and
right.
Went to Hartford High School.
Man, so you can come home.
Well, I'm 2 minutes from the high school.
Oh, that's perfect. So are you done teaching now and everything?
I'm done teaching.
Yeah.
I actually took on a retirement gig of running the game room at the mineshaft.
Look at you.
In Hartford.
That
so,
boy.
Yeah.
Hey, one of the most uncomfortable things that I've had to do in a long time was a couple of weeks ago. And then, Jeff, if you're back at the station, would you hit that for me, please?
What team stood out from the rest? What team took their game to another level on the field, court, or in their community?
Because these are my streets.
Let's find out who is this week's UW Credit Union Team of the Week. UW Credit Union, for secure mobile banking that's easy to use. Join UW Credit Union.
That's a catchy tune.
So a couple weeks ago, I had to name Hartford our team. I got voted down. The band that plays that, Homestead Football Coaches. So John Bonner, who's my son-in-law's band called Tangle Lines, that's their song. And I use their song. You guys beat Homestead, and I've got to play their music to highlight and promote your win. That was really uncomfortable. My daughter was not happy with me.
That's a shame.
His wife was not happy at all. You don't find it uncomfortable. You're laughing about it. But I'll tell you what, that was a difficult place, because I got to say, hey, look, I want to thank Tangle Lines and the football coaches from Homestead that are in that band. Allow me to use the song. I want to thank them. And now let's give the trophy to Hartford after they beat Homestead. That was tough.
I would like a copy of that song.
I can autograph it.
Yeah, you know what? But you got to go through me, and it's $20. He gets $5. I get $15. That's the way that works. You know, sorry that we're going to discuss this with my son-in-law here, but beating Homestead that week was a mile. That was a big step for the boys out in Hartford.
It was so huge going into that game. These guys just had that fire and passion, and the coaching staff had the guys ready for the game, and then it was all those lightning delays, so it was like a lull, and then it just was, all right, let's strap it on and get after it. And in this group at Hartford, because I know what it takes to move on, and it's chemistry, and like you said earlier, John, our kids just have that chemistry. They have that it factor, something special.
They all get along.
It's unbelievable.
We've all now been through this, John. You've been a coach a long enough time to understand this, and I truly believe this. If you have a team that really gets along and they don't win a lot, it's not nearly as painful. And if you have a team that wins a lot and the kids don't get along at all, it's not all that sweet. But when you have that, like John, you had it last year, and you sound like you had it this year, and basketball-wise, we had it this year. When these kids all get along and you have a lot of success, man, I don't know if it gets better than that, because you don't get that combination very often. You know, sometimes the kids all love each other and they play for each other and you get 4 wins in the year. And then sometimes the kids are just jerks and you get a ton of wins and all you want to do as a coach is get out of there. And at Hartford this year, and you're the head coach, John has talked about, man, this is a special group and they do all get along. That really helps. No doubt. Hey, guys, last question, then I'll cut you loose. I know you've got to get and I appreciate what you're doing today, Dave. I really do. When you talk to the seniors about this time of year and you say, hey, look, you understand that you don't need to leave anything on the field because it's one and done. Do you find that they understand the importance of that, or do they come in just think it's another football game?
Well, I think that they understand that.
I do too.
And they get that, and they are hungrier than ever. They know it's a new season, and they just have fire in their eyes. They can't wait.
Yeah.
They just can't wait.
John, last question to you. Do you think that sometimes when a program has as much success as Homestead has had, sometimes they take it a little bit for granted? Like, okay, once we get to the playoffs, we'll turn it on. Do you fear that?
A little bit. I mean, that's always in the back of your head. But I feel like our kids are grounded pretty well enough that they know, you know, I mean, all the conference championships the last time that we hadn't won the conference championship, these kids weren't even born yet.
They weren't even born.
So that's, you know, that's one of those things that they think about, but also in their mind. I know, like, just talking to the kids that, you know, I work with linebackers and, you know, they really do, you know, take that and see, hey, this is a new season. We got to work just as hard as we have been.
Correct.
During the season. And I feel like they're pretty grounded still.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I told you that was the last question. Yeah. I lied. With the injuries you guys have had, so you've got to move pieces around the board a little bit. A lot of teaching going on at practice, I'm sure.
Yeah, there is. And you know what? It's an exciting thing. You know, at first I was a little nervous with some kids moving around. But it is exciting because I feel like we, you know, no offense to any other staffs, but I feel like we have one of the best staffs in the state as far as, like, teaching and being able to recorrect things and fix things very quickly. And the kids are coachable, too.
I don't think anybody would disagree with that because of the success you guys have had. So congratulations with that. Now, last question, Dave, for you. What side of the ball are you coaching?
I'm coaching offense, and I work with the running backs.
Okay.
And the fact that we're throwing so much this year, I'm kind of wondering, is that a hit on me?
I was going to ask you that because you all of a sudden Hartford's throwing the ball all over the – no, your running attack's been unbelievable.
But, yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I think a cool combination. You mentioned coaching your son. Well, our quarterback's coach, Steve Frannell, is the father of Jake Frannell, our quarterback.
Man.
And it's just a cool thing to see that day in and day out.
Yeah, it is. I can't tell you how good it is to see you again. You know, I've always been a big fan of yours, and we lost touch, and it's good to see you again. And five years healthy.
Yes.
Keep that going, huh?
Yes.
Good luck in the
playoffs.
I plan
to. Thank you.
Now, I want you to run the table until you get to this, you know, my son-in-law.
Yeah. Until you meet Homestead.
Until you meet Homestead.
And you guys can choke a little bit.
And guess what? Homestead feels like there might be a little payback coming. I'm just saying.
Well, Micah Adams, who used to be my D coordinator, said to me when he shook my hand after the game, "We'll see you again."
Yeah.
Well, maybe. It would be in level four then, right?
Yeah.
It'd be deep, something
like
that.
I think so, something like that. Yeah. Or we might, I don't know, would we be
on sides of
the
bracket?
I know
we would love it and welcome it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. John, thank you for coming in.
Get us one of those guys.
Yeah. John Ward, they barely let him in with that ring he has on.
Yeah, I couldn't even get through the door.
Because it's a weapon. That's what it is. Dave Roos, John Bonner, thank you so much. We're going to get to a break. We're going to bring back a coach from Greendale, a coach from Muskego, and then we've got some boys from Maguanago, and a coach from Franklin going to join us in the second hour. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGiver. We're live at State Fair Park. It is the Nary Milwaukee Home Remodeling Show. I'll be here till noon, right at the end of aisle 600. Stop by right across the booth from Champion Sunrooms and Bath Fitters. A lot of people here, and you can stop by and say hi. We're talking high school football. We're talking playoff seating meeting Saturday.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's fun.
Not a lot of excitement for you right now, Muskego boy. You know you're getting the one, right? Krause said he was going to text me, but he could just put two through rest, and so I know. But you guys ranked number one right now in the state, Division One. There are some talented Division One teams, not only in this area,
but
throughout the state.
Yes, there are.
You guys are going to have your hands full.
Yes, we will. It's fun. I mean, you know, I think we're thankful for the opportunity. And we tell our kids, you know, there are thousands of kids that are going to turn their uniforms in on Monday. Football is the only sport you have to qualify. You have to earn a right and the opportunity to play in the playoffs. So, you know, we're going to embrace it and attack each moment we get. And we're going to thankful for to have one and hopefully continue to go from there. But it's going to be good. We know we have to compete.
You haven't gotten in one of the CD meetings yet, right?
I've been in football, basketball, and baseball.
You have.
And I'm telling you, they're all political.
Man, I know. Have you gotten to one yet?
Oh, yeah. I've been in 4 years, I think.
I'm telling you.
It's entertaining.
You football boys used to tell me, you basketball guys, you're the political ones, not us. Give me a break. All of a sudden, the Southern Lakes Conference came down, and the Woodlands said, oh, yeah, we're going to put you in the back end. And then the Southern Lakes boys said, okay, we'll come up and play you guys. And then Joe Cook was at Greendale and got stopped by Union Grove. He said had no idea how good they were.
Yep.
They were really good. And those boys walked. They all got on the phone after and said there's no respect for us. So let's teach them some respect. And they came up and did it. So you're right. There is some politics definitely involved in that. How good is the defensive back at Muskego?
Hunter Wohler's incredible. I think he's one of the best players in the country. What's amazing, though, is he's a better person and a better human than he is a football player. But he and I talk probably 365 days a year. He's a four-sport kid. He water skis in addition to basketball and track. He's just a sponge. He loves the game. He loves watching film. He can run the alley. He can play the deep third. I mean, he does it all, and he just loves to play football.
He's going to get the opportunity to go to whatever side of the country he wants to go. My hope.
Keeping the Midwest, right?
My hope is he likes the snow and he loves red and white.
Because
when I watched him against Marquette, he made a couple of plays
those
that make you go, whoa, what did he just do? And, he's really good. I got a chance to meet his mom.
Yep.
She had some signs or some things on her shirt that said, I love 24.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I work at my 24 on Thursday nights. And I go, well, thank you. She goes, really? This is for my go. I know who you are.
Hey, Shelly is awesome. And Shelly and Kyle, both his parents are incredible.
Really nice people.
His younger sister, Autumn, is awesome, too. So it's just a great family, and you see that in Hunter.
That's really good. Hey, Greg, as I asked the other coaches, this time of year, I'm wondering your staff at Greendale, you, Coach Stoltz and the staff, do you guys – is the, are the practice shortened at all? Do you guys – do you do more film work? Is there any different as far as what you guys do this time of year than what you did 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago?
Absolutely not. We just keep everything consistent. If our mindset is every week is a challenge, every week is a specific challenge, and we have to meet that challenge. And week one – to week 10 coming up here, in our mind, there is no difference. We have the same goals, we have the same mindset, and we do the same thing. So we don't change anything. We just continue to prepare the same way we do every week.
Ryan, how about you guys?
You know, we like to stay efficient. You know, we'll limit the on-field time. We try to limit the banging. We like to talk a lot about practicing the right way. But we definitely, I think, we'll like to spend more time in the film room than we will banging on each other. Our physical repetitions will stay the same, but you know we want to stay mentally and physically fresh.
Yeah, I'm sure this time you're Krause's, you guys are just pass patterns all over the place, throwing the ball all over the
field. Air Krause, baby.
Air Krause. One game he threw it four times. I lost on the over-under because it was two. And the you got a kid that can throw it.
He can sling it. Connor Groman can sling it.
This kid can throw it. Mm-hmm. And I understand a lot of success on the ground. Mm-hmm. And Krause, coach does what he does. And yep. you can't – look, you no issue. You're wearing a big ring, and you know you're ranked one in the state. But I watched the kid in warm-ups and went, "Are you kidding me?"
Yeah, he can spin it.
And you know what? I know it's probably a little frustrating. You like to throw a little bit. I had a guy who knows all about quarterbacks all over the country, and he said that kid is at the next level because he's going to get under recruited. Mm-hmm. Is going to be big time. Mm-hmm. He's a good kid.
He's an awesome kid. You know, we hope for that opportunity. He's a kid who probably could have started in the last year or so, but, you know, A.J. McEnroe is a hell of a competitor in front of him. But Connor's a great kid, you know, 3.5 student, baseball player, you know, state champion there as well. So, you know, we love seeing those kids compete and win in other sports, but he's waited his time, and, you know, now he's a nine-game starter, and he'll be ready to go in big moments.
Yeah, he's really good. Greg, when I saw you guys play Pewaukee, you had kind of dueling quarterbacks, sophomore that had transferred over from Martin Luther, and I think a junior.
Yep, junior.
And for against Pewaukee, the sophomore got hot. He was our player of the game. Mm-hmm. And I know you've kind of gone back and forth. And I know that Coach Stoltz would like to settle on one, but both are really talented players. So that's hard to do.
Yep. And so the sophomore, Colin Book, he brings a different dynamic than the junior, Will Brust. So we like to utilize them in different roles and get the maximum out of both of them.
Hey, I'll tell you what, the play that you guys ran, I think, and you know the one I'm going to say because I heard you ran it again the other night and got it again. That I'm sure Stoltz had that in his pocket and held it, and pulled it the exact perfect spot. Mm-hmm. But both times was the quarterback wide open in the end zone? Because I didn't see. I saw the one against Pewaukee. Same thing.
The one against Whitnall, actually, the quarterback was open at first, but it took a little longer to develop. So he went up high, and he just ripped the ball away from two Whitnall defenders.
Boys, I can't thank you enough. Ryan, Coach, it's good to see you. Good
luck
in the playoffs.
Let's keep this
thing
going.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck in the playoffs.
Thank you.
If you can hold those. Once we get your guys, they're going to text me, you know, listen to the show on your way out, and hopefully I'll have you're the one. I'll just tell you right now.
I'll drop you a text. No, I got you.
Yeah, you'll get it. Just get me the other teams. I don't know anything else. It's nice
I'll
to meet you.
Know when I hear.
Yeah, good. Keep up the good work at Greendale. Big
thank
fan
you.
Of that program.
Yeah,
let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to bring on two coaches from Iguanago. Also got a coach from Franklin going to join us as well. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
It's time to hear from some of the best high school football coaches in the area.
That's love, come on.
It's the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show.
All right, nice job, fellas.
Presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Let's turn it over to Muskego Athletic Director Ryan McMillan.
Don't let one play affect the next one. Just learn from it.
And the Fan's high school insider, big time Mike McGivern.
Neither of us.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. I'm Mike McGivern, live at State Fair Park. We're here for the Nary Milwaukee Home and Remodeling Show. Got 1 hour left out here. come on out. We are at the end of aisle 600, right across from Champion Sunrooms. If you want to stop by and say hello. Got assistant coaches coming and going today. It's awesome. Now joined by a couple of boys from Muskego, Josh Korth, Justin Last. Whew, that was a tough one.
Miguanigo.
What did I say?
Muskego.
Did I really?
A lot of people do that.
All right,
how dare you?
Hold on. Hold on. Take two. I got assistant coaches coming all over the place, and here they are. I've got guys coming and going. I got a couple guys from Miguanigo.
There we go.
Man, oh, man. I'm glad your head coach is in a seating meeting because he didn't hear this. Josh Korth, Justin Last. Waukesha West last night, you guys, it's a battle every year with those guys. And the guy that I had covered the game last night said one of the best high school football games he'd ever been to. And he said the only reason anybody lost the game is because time ran out. He said, man, they were playing, both teams playing really, really well. We had a guy from Muskego come on a couple weeks ago, a coach from Muskego, who said the best football team that we've played this year is Miguanigo. By far. Best, and we've played some really good teams. And just high praise for what you guys are doing at Miguanigo. Let's talk a little bit about this year's team, if we can. Any surprises for you on the amount of wins you've gotten in the best football conference in the state?
No, I wouldn't say surprises. We know the work that the kids put in the offseason. We put a huge emphasis on our weight room. You know, we have every kid in our program, 9 through 12, during the school day, who's in there three times a week lifting. With myself and Coach G, Coach Ganavak is down there as well, getting a chance to see those kids and work with them and form that bond and that connection with all of our players. And you know, every game in this conference is a battle.
Oh, my goodness.
We know that going in.
And we got a great group of seniors that love football. Coming to practice every day is we look forward to it. Great group of guys.
How long have you been coaching?
This will be, I believe this is my 15th year.
All at Miguanigo?
All at Miguanigo, yeah.
Yeah, this is 17 for me at Miguanigo, yep.
Where'd you go to high school?
Winnicani.
You did?
I did.
I actually went to Northwestern Prep. I'm a classmate of Coach Ganavak.
Really?
Yep.
I'll
Small school and lived in the dorms there, and both of us played football, baseball together.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You had some success at Winnicani, huh? You put some numbers up.
Former state record holder.
Yeah.
State record holder.
Coach Korth likes to bring that up all the time. He likes to emphasize the former part especially about that. But, I was lucky enough one game, senior year, homecoming at the time, I did not know it, but to set a state record in that game. And
what was the record?
Receiving yards.
How many?
In a game. 324.
324 in one game.
In one game.
Oh, boy. Was it a lot of after-the-catch run, or was it yak stuff? Or were you
there was,
you had a good quarterback that could throw a little bit?
Awesome quarterback. He actually was getting some D1 looks.
Really?
Yeah. But it was a combination, a couple long ones, a couple short ones that ended up turning in. But
did you play it in college?
I played for a couple years at lacrosse.
Good for you. Where did you go to school, college?
I went to lacrosse, too. Did not play.
You did?
No, I wasn't as good as this guy.
Yeah, and you're not a state record holder.
No.
Former
state record holder. Sorry about that. Hey, so you guys have seen the groupings. Any surprise to you? I am, but I wonder if you guys won last night, if this would be different.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
The only thing we thought, maybe if we would have won last night, maybe they would have sent us to the Madison area with the Big 8 schools.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
But we got to take on Coach Ganavak's mindset, and we'll play whoever we're scheduled to. We're going to get better this week at practice, worry more about us than
anybody else.
Yep.
I would guess that you guys get the three. Is that what you guys would guess as well?
I guess kind of going in, three or four is kind of what we're thinking, depending upon how things shake out. And
who would get the three if you guys didn't?
Maybe Kit. Based on their conference record.
Okay.
Yep. So, but again, that's all speculation. Yeah. And, you know, we haven't seen them play. We haven't, whatever. But
if I had to handicap this thing, I would have you guys the three and Kit the fourth. But that's just me. And I don't think, like you guys, like you just said, it doesn't really matter.
Nope.
You see who the big boys are.
Yep.
You know, you got a chance to be one of them. And the respect that people have right now for your program, just so you guys know, because you're in that bubble, right? Mm-hmm. And you just know what you know. Yep. But I talk to all these guys. The respect that you guys get right now for this in this program is at an all-time, maybe not an all-time high, but it's much higher than it has been in a while.
Yep.
And people in your conference, though they got to compete with you, they go, look, our conference is best when Maguanago is beating the crap out of people the way they're doing it right now, because that's kind of what who Maguanago is. I've told this story a couple of times, but if you guys haven't heard it, we did a Thursday Night Lights game out
Sean
by
Sean Zingsheim, the lift story.
What's the guy's name?
Sean Zingsheim.
You got to have him call me. Uh-huh. I keep telling the story. I keep telling every kid I coach about this kid, but he's not a kid anymore.
Yeah. No, actually, I think he lives in the community still.
That's the most passionate. And he said, look, I would give anything except my car and my dog.
Yeah, he coached for a couple of years, too.
Yeah.
About 10 years ago or so.
The cool part was he said, I don't just want a Friday night game. I want Monday to Friday. I want the whole shebang.
Yeah.
I want to come to practice. I want to go hard every play, because I didn't do that then.
Yep.
Man, he loved playing high school football at Maguanago, and he loved it more when he didn't have it anymore. And that's the story I tell these kids all the time. Hey, the community in Maguanago, I love sending guys out there on Friday night, because a Friday night game in Maguanago, and I've said this about a couple, Hartford, the same thing. Maguanago, when the community comes out, man, it's a special place to watch.
Sure is.
You don't take that for granted, do you?
No, not at all. I know Coach Uchazi was just up here talking, and he was talking about Coach Korth and I were listening on the way over here this morning. He was talking about how their Friday nights are the same way. You got to get there early if you want a seat. And
man,
it's honestly a lot of places we go in our conference. They're so passionate about their school and football and the support. And you said before, sorry to interrupt, Coach, but the respect that a lot of people have for us. Well, trust me, that's mutual. The teams that we play against. I mean, Waukesha West last night. Coach Rux does an outstanding job every year against us, and those kids are prepared. And obviously, Muskego is what everybody's looking up to right now. And
that quarterback for Waukesha West is really good.
Oh, he's
think
he's I thought good. I thought his brother was.
Yeah.
He was. He might have been tougher. I don't know.
Yep.
But he ran to the pylon and got a touchdown.
They always seem to play their best games against us, too, for crying out loud.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. You know what? We had a Thursday Night Lights one where Tommy McCudden went in for a two-point conversion at Maguanago. And
Double overtime, I believe.
They went for two, and he got it in.
After a holding call.
Man, look at you.
We had him
stop,
man.
You did have him stop. And I know the McCudgeons. I knew his grandfather really well, Ronnie, who had passed not a few months prior. Mm-hmm. And in my earpiece, they're going, "We're coming to you live." 45 seconds, and I grabbed Tommy. He had his helmet on. He's cheering, and I said, "Come here." Took his helmet off, and I whispered, "Your grandfather would be so proud of you right now." And he went and just started bawling.
Just tears.
And it's like then. I got to push him out. I don't want him in the TV shot. I don't want him to be embarrassed. Then his dad comes over and we take a little break. He goes, "What'd you say?" And I said, "Tony, my timing stinks. I said, your grandfather would be so proud." Then Tony starts crying.
Yep.
Tony's wife was like, "Quit talking to my boys, man." But I remember that. I'll tell you this. That was a game where Clay headbutted one of the players, was cut on the forehead and bleeding. And
he made the playoffs last night,
too. Speaking of Clay, congratulations to him.
They had to win.
Yep.
So congrats to Coach.
First time since 2007 that soccer's in the playoffs. So
good for him.
Congratulations.
Yep. I gotta reach out to him. He was
thinks he'll big time again or something.
Oh, really? Man, we're gonna get to that Franklin coach a lot sooner than I thought. I'm kidding. Hey, I was asking the other coaches, this time of year, playoff time, will you guys change up what you do practice-wise? Will the time be a little shorter? Will you do more film work? Do you guys stay the same what you do? What's your thought on that?
Well, we were kind of talking about that last night, actually a little bit, and kind of trying to figure out what we wanted to do. As the year has gone on, we've cut practice times down a little bit to try to save the legs.
Because,
again, the physical grind that we go through every week to make sure we're at peak performance and healthy and everything. So we'll find out. Defense meets tonight, offense meets tomorrow, and then the kids come in tomorrow night, and we'll have a plan ready to go. And
what side you coach, the offense?
Yeah, receivers coach.
Defense?
Yeah, secondary. So Long night last night.
Oh, man. So at practice, your boys go against his boys too, right?
Yeah. We usually start off about the first 20 minutes going live one-on-ones, whether it's blocking or running routes against each other. And
I feel bad. I talked about how good the quarterback at Waxhaw West was. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
You're right. You're not lying.
Yeah. He's good.
Did you guys stay up last night and take a look, or did you get up early?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you
do? No, we were up late last night, and until we couldn't stay up anymore, and we always get together as coaches after the game, and like, all right, we'll take a look in the morning and find out where we're going.
You guys are young boys, right?
41.
Yeah, 43.
Yeah, you're young to me, man. You could stay up late, not me. I get done with that scoreboard show. I get home at 10:30. I'm in bed at about 10:45, man. Then back to the station about 4:45 on Saturday. So it's a quick turnaround, which I like because we get a chance to talk high school athletics, which I love. I'm going to ask you guys, so you played high school football.
I played for 2 years.
2 years, yeah. And you played obviously through.
Yep.
The lessons that you learned, Coach, as both you guys as high school athletes, lessons that you carry over for the rest of your life, correct?
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about it. I mean, commitment, loyalty,
hard work, perseverance.
Yeah, I mean, just everything. You face some obstacles, some issues, and you learn to work through them, and you learn to work as a team, I think, is the biggest thing, you know, is that it's not just you individually, especially, and that's what makes football the greatest game there is because it's not just you out there. It's you and 10 other guys. Yeah, I know.
Come on now. Come on. Basketball's got to be that conversation.
Hey, I love basketball. I played in the All-Star game as well my senior year.
Does Paul Bertolis, basketball coach, ring a bell?
Yeah.
He was my high school coach at prep.
Really?
Yep.
That's awesome.
I was actually his last team my senior year.
Yeah, he was good, man.
Yeah.
He was really good. Hey, boys, I'm going to get to an earlier break. Can I have you stick around?
Sure. Absolutely.
I'd love to have you back in for that, not next segment, but the following one. And I want to talk a little bit about you guys stuck around. Different coaches now, right?
Yep.
Third
one we've got.
The third.
Yep.
Me, fourth one.
Yeah.
Because I was there with Coach Hensler was there when we won our state championship. That was my first year, so.
Why did I'll ask you off the air on something with
sure.
I just got to give my shout out to my wife, though. I'd be remiss if I didn't.
Please, what is her name?
Shannon. Yeah, she's going to be taking our 10-year-old up to Slinger today for a youth football game, and the amount of time that this high school football.
Are you married?
I wouldn't.
As well?
I am not.
No.
Shannon.
That's a whole other issue.
Yeah.
I got to tell you,
she's the best coach's wife, and. I probably don't tell her enough how much I appreciate that she lets me to coach.
Yeah, you bet.
Because I'm not home
commitment.
Much in the fall.
36 so. Years I coach
love you,
basketball. Shannon, he loves you. In fact, he's showing pictures about how, man, you all kicked your covers, pal. Shannon's way too good looking for you.
I concur.
What's your 10-year-old's name?
Braden.
Braden's heading to go play?
Yep.
Braden,
fifth grade
good luck
football.
Today. You know what, Braden, play hard, make your father proud.
Score a touchdown without me there.
There you go. Shannon, it was nice to see you. And, again, your husband says nothing but good things about you, so that's really cool. Guys, we'll get to a break. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save Stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, live at State Fair Park. We're at the Nary Milwaukee Home and Remodeling Show at the end of aisle 600, and we're talking high school football today. Number of assistant coaches. We're now joined by Drew Ambrose. He is from Franklin High School. Drew, it's good to meet you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. So I got a chance to see your boys up close and personal on Thursday. And kind of ran all over Oak Creek. You know, Oak Creek's not a bad football team. They're good. You guys played really well.
Yeah. I mean, Oak Creek is always traditionally a very good team in our league. And, you know, I thought we had a great game plan going in. And, you know, our kids executed well, and we, you know, they were jacked up and excited to go out there and play against them. You know, the helmet game is a big deal down there.
It's a huge game.
So that's my first experience with that. That was fun. You know, big thing all week. So, you know, I was proud of our kids and the way they played. I thought they played their butts off.
My ex-co-host, Joe Cook, used to coach at Oak Creek, And he said, look, I'm not kidding. I can't get a haircut in Franklin. I can't. I avoid Franklin because if I get pulled over, you're never going to see me again.
Yeah, right.
They do not like me over at Franklin at all. And I was talking to the two head coaches before the game and said, look, that hatred, there's a we don't like them, but it's a healthy respect nowadays.
Oh, yeah, definitely a respect there. I mean, we know they're a good program. I mean, Joel does a great job with those kids.
Does.
They have a good coaching staff over there. You know, I mean, they're well coached. The kids play hard. Even since Bart, you know, when Bart was there, I mean, same thing.
Yeah.
You know, they've always been a good program. We've always enjoyed playing against them. You know, when I was at Indian Trail, that was always a great, you know, we kind of had their number for a few years
you
there.
Bet.
So that was.
Hey, give me your background, where you grew up, where you went to high school, and how you got into this area.
Okay. Yeah. So I grew up in La Crosse, went to La Crosse Central High School. I went to UW La Crosse. I know we got all these guys, you know, you got the Maguanago guys, we're La Crosse, Lucchese's La Crosse guy. We were just talking. We all actually spoke at the same clinic in the spring, too.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah,
it's like old home week here.
Yeah, right. So I went to UW La Crosse. I played 2 years there, and then I ended up getting injured, moved on to coaching, coached at La Crosse Central for 3 years. Then I moved down to Racine, which is where my wife is from.
Okay.
Got hired on at Indian Trail. Coached there, was offensive coordinator for 6 years there. Then moved on the year after McKay left.
Sure.
I went to Racine Case, was the O-coordinator there last year, and then moved up to Franklin this year. And now I'm coaching QBs up there. She said she was going to.
What?
I don't know. She has the kids out at the grocery store, so I don't know if they're.
What's her name?
My wife's name is Amanda.
Amanda.
So.
And your kids' names?
Vivian and Davis.
How old?
4 and 2.
How you doing? You good?
Yeah, it's fine, man. I tell you what, they were at the game the other night. They come to every game. My kids would love it. And if my wife tries to tell them that they're not going, if there's bad weather, they lose their minds. So they love coming to the games.
Yeah, not great for her, but good
for
you.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you know early on when you were playing in high school that coaching might be something you want to do?
Originally, no. So when I left high school, I went to UW La Crosse. I majored in economics, actually.
Okay.
Was planning on kind of going into being like a financial advisor or
sure.
something like that. And unfortunately, I graduated in 2008, which was right when the economy went into the tank.
Yeah.
So I decided to go back to school again, and I got my teaching license. And in the process of doing that, I was coaching. And then I just kind of went from there. So
hey, you know, we and your first year coach at Franklin, but you know about the Franklin program.
Oh yeah, man, this is my, you know, I played against them for 7 years, so it's
right.
it's nice to finally be on the side that wins all the
and
games.
You look good in this color, man.
Yeah.
Not bad. When we talk on this program, I've been doing this show for a long time, but when we talk about the best programs in Southeast Wisconsin, yeah, Franklin is one of the ones that we talk about a lot.
Yep.
Because they have done this thing and they've stayed relevant and they're always in that conversation. How far can they get? And
mm-hmm.
Lewis Brown and the people at Franklin and that staff have done really, really well to keep these kids, obviously, in the pipeline, in the youth program, moving up to being ready to play. Are you surprised at all, now that you're on the inside, about what's going on over there?
Not really. You know, when I was at Indian Trail, we had gotten to know the Franklin staff pretty well. I mean, we usually would meet up at clinics and,
sure.
and you know, spend time talking football together. And obviously, everyone knows they have a great youth program. I mean, you know, Jesse Miller, who's our offensive coordinator, you know, when, you know, he was the head coach here, you know, back in the early 2000s.
Yep.
And when he left to go run the youth program, I mean, that thing has grown phenomenally. And that I think, is probably one of the biggest keys to our success these days now. Is,
you know, I do a youth sports show.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I do it is because people kept calling me saying, how does Franklin do it?
Yep.
And I go, what are you talking about?
Yep.
They have all the money. They got all these kids. They got volunteers. How do they do it? I go, why are you calling me?
Yeah.
Call them. No, we can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, those kids are, you know, I think from third grade on up, we have two teams at every level. You know, we split them up evenly. You know, we don't have like an A and a B team where we try to win games. It's all about getting those kids experience and making sure that they are taught the right way and that they love football. And that way, when they get to be seniors, they're, you know, they're still around. You know, we like having those big senior classes that are successful.
Hey, so you coach the quarterbacks?
I do.
So I used to work with Terrence Burkett.
Oh yeah.
Miles' dad.
Yep.
And boy, you got two really good sophomore quarterbacks. Jesse Miller's son's good.
Yep. Yeah, Jarek is a junior.
Oh, he's a junior.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're both very good. Yeah, it was a fun preseason.
Man, that's hard to make that decision, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was tough. You know, we kind of came I think the consensus amongst the whole staff, you know, we all met and we said, all right, you know, we think Miles is a little bit ahead at this point. you know, he brings that added dimension of being able to run really right. well, you know, so that kind of, you know, and I was able to bring a lot of my background from Indian Trail. You know, we were always big, you know, we ran the QB a lot, ran a right. lot of, you know, option stuff. So we've implemented some of that, and he's really, really taken off.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a great kid to coach. I mean, and I'll, it's fun because he challenges me just as much as I can challenge him because he's so talented, you know, trying to find drills that I'm like, all right, you know, this is going to be too easy for Miles. Like, we can't do this, you know?
Yeah.
So sitting there every day trying to come up with something to challenge him and make sure that he's getting better is fun.
I was getting text messages from Jeff Trickey.
Okay, yeah.
He was in Naples, sending me a couple of messages about this kid. And he said, look, this is the kid I was telling you about. And when he got the U.S. Marine Player of the Game, I had to let him know that he got his athletic ability from his mama,
yeah.
her side. And yeah. Terrence is right there taping yep. the whole thing, obviously.
Yeah.
Hey, so you've been with programs that obviously, especially at Indian Trail, you've been in the playoffs a lot.
Yep.
Your philosophy this time of year, do you, if you were the head coach, would you pull back as far as time? Would you spend more time classroom, or would you do things exactly the way you guys have been doing it?
I think the big thing is just trying to be more efficient with our time at this point so that, you know, we're not grinding the kids too much on the field.
Yeah.
You know, we want to make sure that we're healthy coming into these games. You know, I mean, we've had a couple guys get dinged up here in the past few weeks, but I think it's looking like everybody's going to be healthy. But, you know, I don't think we're necessarily going to cut back. You know, we're going to, you know, the kids lift twice a week. You know, we get on the field for about 90 minutes or so twice a week. You know, our Mondays and Thursdays are about an hour on the field. So,
right.
so you know, we don't really ever grind them too hard. So it's just trying to stay efficient with our time.
And you're a young guy, but even when yep. you were in high school, you guys hit a lot less than even when you guys.
Oh, yeah, right? Man. Yeah, we were. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were, you know, bull in the ring, all that kind of stuff
yeah.
back in the day. We don't do much of that anymore.
None of it.
We kind of have the.
Nutcracker? Yeah.
No,
right,
no.
None of that.
You know, we got like, I know it's the funny. Kirby Smart, the coach at Georgia, calls it the millennial Oklahoma drill, which is, you know, instead of just running at each other, you run, you know, you throw the bubble out there and let yeah. them block like that in space. You know, that's kind of the new thing now. So,
boy, I would have survived much better had, yeah. I, you know, sometimes forget where I parked my car. So I think that's
yeah.
what it's from.
Yep.
So I was talking to the boys from Maguanago and,
yep.
and I think they're going to be the three.
Mm-hmm.
They said might the three or the four.
Yep.
Kenosha Indian Trail is going to be the other one. You guys will be the two.
Yeah,
right?
I assume we'll be the two.
You
yeah.
assume you'll be the two.
I don't think we'll jump Muskego. I mean, they're, you know, defending conference champions. They're undefeated. I don't see us jumping.
No.
Even with the five teams from our league, I don't think we're jumping.
Now, the Maguanago guys think that they should be the two. That's what they're telling
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah?
Should be. No, maybe not. They said he was at lacrosse. He doesn't know any better. But,
yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm a little upset that they were able to move, you know, Kimberly and Bayport and they're moving these guys, but they kept you and they kept Muskego and they kept Maguanago here. My hope was that maybe they would have moved one of you guys up, you know, towards where B is, which is
yep.
you know, most of the city conference teams. But you got to play who's on the schedule.
Yep.
And you know that Muskego's right now the big dog. You guys are the big dog in your area, but Muskego
mm-hmm.
right now statewide.
Yep.
Did you stay up and look at this? Did you get up early and look at it?
You know, I was at I was actually out at the Maguanago game last night.
Oh,
we went and checked that one out.
Did you go and say hi to these guys?
Made sure I stayed off so they couldn't see me. But
now they know.
Yeah.
Sitting right here.
Yep. So I did not stay up too late. I think. You know, I got home around like 11:30 or so, and
okay.
then my wife was actually still up, and you know, I kept checking my phone, and I think she started to get a little mad at me for checking my phone. So
Amanda did not like that much.
No. So I put it down and ended up going to sleep. I woke up this morning and I had 46 text messages though that I missed. So,
so
I said, okay, something happened.
Yeah, some other people stayed up
yeah,
late. That's
so.
For sure. Hey, we're gonna get to break. Can I hold you over there?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm gonna have the coach from Maguanago join us for another segment, and then you and I will close the show. This time of year, you get more butterflies, you get more, a little bit, or is it the same for you? I know as a high school basketball coach, come playoff time,
mm-hmm.
it's just a different energy level. I don't sleep normally well anyway,
yeah.
but this time of year, man, a little bit more juice.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I think especially the further you get in the playoffs, definitely. You know, you start getting, to, you know, playing those teams that you know are going to be good teams,
right.
and it's going to be a challenge. I think the whole week, you know, once you know who you got, you know, I can imagine, you know, if we end up playing Maguanago or Muskego, you know, it's going to be all right, you know, some long nights watching
Ooh.
Film and figuring
Look
out how we're going to what we're going to do against these guys because they're good quality programs.
If I had to guess that first round, I think you guys would be okay.
I think we kind of projected. Our thought was we'd probably end up with Bradford, I think, is kind of what we were thinking.
You think so?
I think Bradford or Case probably would be one of those two.
It'd be nice to play somebody
it's kind of always been that way. I mean, even when I was at Indian Trail, I think, you know, we played Horlick several times. We played Oak Creek, Franklin. We had one year. We got to play Badger and Marquette, and that was the one year that we ever played anyone outside of our own league. So.
Yeah. Well, hey, this is good, man. Drew, it's really nice to meet you. I look forward to having you in that last segment. He is Drew Ambrose. He's a coach at Franklin. Do you teach at Franklin?
I do.
What do you teach?
I teach special education.
Good for you. And your dad's a principal?
My dad's assistant principal at La Crosse Central High School.
Excellent.
Yep. My brother coaches there. My brother's a football basketball coach there, too. So.
And an educator?
He's a special ed paraprofessional, man. Yep.
You know what? Your parents must be proud.
Yep.
They must be proud. We'll get to Drew on that 11:45 segment. On the other side of the break, two guys from Guanago are going to get back in the chair, and we're going to talk a little bit about their conference and a little bit more about that community that just loves high school football. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. A couple of coaches from Guanago are with me. Josh Korth and Justin Last. Before we get to these guys, I got a couple of different brackets that have hit that I'm going to go over real quick. In the Division 2B group, Brooks Central got the 1. Menominee Falls got the 2. Homestead got the 3. Brookfield East got the 4. Slinger got the 5. Germantown got the 6. Cedarburg the 7. West Bend East the 8. I'm going to run that through again. Brook Central, Menominee Falls, Homestead, Brook East. Slinger, Germantown, Cedarburg, West Bend East. Any surprises, anybody here? No surprises there.
No. Good luck to Coach Nellis at Central. Coach, some youth flag football with him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, good guy.
Good guy.
Yes, he is.
Wife used to work with his wife, so.
That's excellent. Your wife, the girl that, picture you were showing me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And here we go. I just got another one. Head coach sent it to me, and let me see what, Division 3, and it is D, so it's around here. New Berlin Eisenhower got the 1. Plymouth got the 2. Whitnall got the 3. Greendale got the 4. New Berlin West got the 5. Pewaukee, Wisconsin Lutheran, and Union Grove. Let me go through that again. It's Division 3 in the D group. It's Ike, Plymouth, Whitnall, Greendale, New Berlin West, Pewaukee, Wisco, Union Grove. Wow. I'll tell you what, Eisenhower getting the 1, Plymouth getting the 2. That's a really Division 3's around here is loaded.
Yeah, it is.
It just is loaded. There's no doubt about it. So you guys found out you got the 4.
Yep, we got the 4.
Got the 4.
Yep. Oak Creek at home.
Oak Creek got the 5.
Yep.
Guy next to you, the lacrosse boys got some information for you, just so you know. His team did.
We got our huddle accounts up already.
You guys. I remember the day with basketball, you had to go out and take notes and bring a big camera and stuff like that. Those days are over. Any other coaches that I've asked, if you're leaving, please send me a text and get me who got what seed. And again, the WIA has told me that I can talk all about it. I just can't put it on our website until they say it's final and official.
Gotcha.
So we won't do that until we find out that it's official. So now that you guys know, let's talk a little bit about the rest of the weekend for you now, Coach.
Yep.
Now that you know who your opponent is, is that all you're thinking about, or are you going to spend a couple hours breaking down film and then do whatever it is you do on weekends?
Yeah, we'll probably watch our game from last night once again and see the things that we need to clean up. And then
do you get together – does the offensive staff go on one side, defense the other side?
What we do is our defensive staff meets on Saturday nights.
Okay.
And they meet at 8 o'clock, and, I mean, sometimes they're not leaving school until 2:30 in the morning, getting the game plan ready. And then offensively, we come in early Sunday afternoon, get our game plan together, and then the kids come in at 5 o'clock, and we review our game for Friday with them as well, and then we'll start installing the game plan for the week, and, yep.
Hey, I got to ask you to be honest with me on something.
Will do.
Last play of the first half against
CMH.
CMH.
Yep. Momentum swing for sure.
Well executed by them, and
oh, it was. Did it just suck the air out of the room there for a second?
For a second,
a little bit. Right?
For a second, you know. We always talk that no matter how prepared you feel as a coaching staff going into a game, you know they're 16, 17, 18 year old kids, and you know they got school stuff to deal with and their parents and their girlfriends and everything else. And you really never know sometimes.
Right.
And, yeah, that was a huge momentum swing. It was, like Coach said, very well executed on their part. And
got some more seeds there.
But, again, obviously CMH is a very talented team. And
great call on their part.
Great call.
Well executed. And we had a couple, you know, looking back, like, oh, if this guy would have done this, this guy would have done that.
That kid can run.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
when
yeah.
He hit that seam, he was gone.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
I mean, he
for
was
sure.
Just gone. Hey, so let me see what we got here.
That'd be Group C there.
Yeah, Group C. And it is Group C. They had it at Sun Prairie. Who got the one?
Memorial.
Madison Memorial.
Madison Memorial got the one. Madison West got the eight, so they're playing. I just got a text there. You just got a text from me. Oh, that.
Yeah, that's his phone.
I got that text, Lewis. I'm not going to read it on the air. I'm just telling you. Fondy got the two. Arrowhead got the seven. Verona got the three. Middleton got the four. La Follette got the five.
Sun Prairie.
Sun Prairie got the six. Man, so Arrowhead the seven. And Gates Fond du Lac. That's going to be a tough putt for them. That's going to be really tough. I'll tell you what. Madison Memorial getting the one over Fond du Lac's one. In case
That undefeated conference
champ. Yeah. Yep.
They're going to find out a little bit about Fond du Lac, I think, if those two teams play. My goodness. And tell Lewis thank you for that. Yeah. Can you see that? You saw that? That's awesome. Let's get back to that if we can. I've seen other teams try that. They had to hit that thing, and it was perfection. I really thought about 2 minutes before that play, in my head I said, you know what, Guanaco's going to beat them. They're going to beat Catholic Memorial. What was halftime? You guys just said, okay, no big deal. We go back at it.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things. You got to flush it and move on to the second half. But yeah, it's kind of what if, you know,
yep.
They don't hit that play. What's their attitude going into halftime?
Right.
It just totally flipped the momentum.
Totally flipped.
Yep.
That was a good game. For us on Thursday Night Lights, it was a good game. A lot of hitting going on. And I'll tell you this. I gained a lot of respect for Guanaco being on that sideline and listening and hearing some stuff and going walking over there. It was pretty interesting. I like the way your staff coaches your boys up. And I like the way they react, which is – you know, I've been on a lot of sidelines the last 10 years, and there are times that coaches are talking and kids are looking around and they're looking behind or they're trying to watch the offense or the defense.
Yep.
Not much that goes on when you guys are coaching.
Well, that's one of the big things that we tell them that Coach Genevac says all the time is, you know, if you do something, you know, we're going to jump you, but listen to what I say, not how I say it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And be coachable. That's one of the big things we tell them all the time is be coachable. We're correcting. Not criticizing what you're doing. We're trying to correct you because
right.
We care about you. We love you, and we want you to have success and get better.
Hey, they didn't have the tape right when you got off the field. Like for when you were playing in high school, did they have the?
Oh no.
Look, we had to wait for 4 days when
mm-hmm.
I played.
Yep.
And I could figure out excuses by that point.
They got excuses when they're coming off the field, and then all right, let's see the iPad and. See, you're wrong.
Yeah, hold on. No, you said you didn't go to the outside. I didn't coach, really.
Really? Because what it looks like right here.
I'm sorry.
Eye in the sky, don't lie.
Oh, my. I would have been horrible. That would have really been not good for me at all.
But it is nice, if I can jump in real quick, that the WI does let us use technology on the sidelines. I mean, it's such a huge part of the kids' lives in the game and what we're doing now. So to be able to have that on the sidelines and look at that and go over things and have it corrected, that's – so kudos to them for allowing us to do that.
Hey, I had asked Drew from Franklin the same question. This time of year, juices get flowing a little bit more, a little bit harder to focus at work kind of stuff?
Yeah, because now it's do or die. You know, I mean, and you put everything that you have into it, and there's a lot of sleepless nights that go into it and everything, but – after, you know, if things fall the right way after, what is it, November 22nd or whatever, the state championship, you know, you can get catch up on your sleep and do all that stuff then. But until then, and the big thing is you owe it to the kids.
Yeah.
Because they only get, you know, so many chances to do this. And we talked before about what a huge impact it had on our lives growing up, you know, being in athletics. And you owe that to the kids to give them everything that you got and do that.
Same question, a little bit different, a little more juice this time.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah. Ever since August, Huddle tab's been open on my computer. So during the school day, get in as much film as you can. And like Coach Lass said, it's just you want to put all in for the kids to put them in the best position to be successful.
Do you guys work in the building?
I work at the high school, yes.
I'm at the middle school.
You are. Yeah. What do you do there?
Fayette.
Excellent. How about you?
Fayette as well, yeah.
Man, look, you guys hang out lacrosse.
Yeah.
We are
of the Midwest.
Yeah, we are probably Fayette best teams, friends, huh?
Yeah.
So we call it We golfed together. He finally consistently let me beat him this summer for the first time. So I keep coming back. So he's got somebody to golf with. So I appreciate that.
It's very kind of you.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's very kind of him to be single.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what?
I can use him to get out of the house.
To get out of a lot of stuff.
You know she's still
sorry, Shannon, if you're listening.
She Shannon, Justin needs a friend to go golfing with. She loves him too.
We go all the way to Slinger. You understand that your wife is listening right now.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Guys, this has been really fun. I thank you so much for coming over and heading over to State Fair and talking a little McGuanago football, but then talking about this whole, you know, just being a part of a really good staff and a good community and figuring this thing out the way you guys are doing it. I love the fact that you guys have stayed through all these other coaches. I think that says a lot about who you guys are and the fact that they're willing – you know, new guys want to bring in their own guys.
Yep.
And for them to say, hey, and you guys, you have to make an adjustment, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. We've learned a lot, I think, from each coach that we've worked under.
Mm-hmm. They're all different in their own ways.
And
do a good job of convincing you that their way is the better way.
Yeah, different on the sidelines, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Henser's a little different than Iverson, I'll tell you that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Huh? Just a little bit?
Yeah. Just a little bit, yep.
And Mike is as well. You know, these guys.
Mike's really good at just when things are going bad, I don't see him really jumping the kids. Like he's really good at just, we got to move on. We can't dwell on it. We got to move on and be better.
I think that's it. It's funny because I think that Clay, he got kids at a fever pitch, at a fever pitch, and I love him. I do. I like Clay a lot. I don't know how. With that kind of emotional time, I don't know if you're long for each. You know, I think that wears out a little bit. I do. And he's a really good football coach.
Yeah,
really good football coach.
He goes nuts,
great, great, great motivator, like you said, and everything. And, it's
– after I interview him, I want to go run a mile. I don't want to stop that, you know?
Yeah, his – two of my kids are best friends with his kids. And actually his youngest slipped over on our couch last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, well, you tell him that I said hello. I got to get him on now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got to get him on.
Absolutely.
Is that legal to have a guy way out western Wisconsin to come on?
Yeah, I don't know if he will, but, you know, it wasn't so hard when he was at McGuanago.
No.
You know what? He really enjoyed McGuanago a lot.
And we enjoyed having him. He did a lot of good things
lot
for us, for sure.
We got turf.
I know we got to let Coach get back in here in our time, but – Coach and I did just want to give a shout out to one of our players. He's been battling an illness pretty much since the summer.
Yeah.
Going through contact days and just trouble keeping on weight and some stomach issues. We thought and went through a bunch of tests and they thought he just had some sort of virus that they were trying to get under control with medication. And we found out last week. Was it Thursday or some kid's Friday morning? He went in for an MRI and had a brain tumor.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So just last week, he went in to have it surgery Tuesday. Yeah, to get it removed and everything. So, Gav, if you're listening, buddy, stay strong.
Get better, bud.
What is his name?
Gavin Nelson.
Gavin, 65. We're praying for you. You know, if there's
great anything, kid, would great you, family,
you fantastic kid.
If there's anything he needs from me, I don't know what he'd ever need from me, but if he's a sports guy and he needs something from Leroy Butler or something like that, would you let me know? Whatever that kid would need, I would certainly help.
Yeah, he's battling right now.
He's battling and he's doing well, but he's got a long fight ahead of him, and our kids have totally embraced that. And you know, obviously, last night was a very emotional game to go through, but you know, at the end, they're all like, "Hey, we got a brother who's struggling right now," and they see the big picture, you know, and that's awesome. That's the kind of kids that we have. So,
you know, we take this sports pretty seriously, and then we realize it's game stuff.
It's a game.
Man, I appreciate you saying that for Gavin. Yeah. You let me know if there's anything you need. Boys, it's good to meet you.
You too. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Make sure your wife stays happy, all right? Make sure you do that.
Thank you.
To a break, other side of the break. Drew Ambrose is going to come back. We'll close this show up. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. We are live at State Fair Park for the Nary Milwaukee Home and Remodeling Show, right across from Champion Sunrooms. Go see Jennifer over there. She's a big-time high school football fan, and even more than her husband. And so you go talk sunrooms and home exterior with her, and you tell her that I said that was a good idea. We are now joined back by Drew Ambrose. He is a quarterback's coach at Franklin. Franklin, just let's take a look here. Muskego got the 1. They will play against Milwaukee Pulaski. Oak Creek got the 5. Maguanago did get the 4. Mm-hmm. So it'll be Oak Creek and Maguanago. Then Kenosha Indian Trail, Racine Case, and Kenosha Bradford and Franklin. Yep. So that lower half is just like a tournament for you.
Yeah, basically our conference tournament down there, yep.
Yeah, no doubt. And look, I don't know how you guys are feeling, but if I'm Franklin, this is how I'd want it. You know, I wouldn't mind having Guanago and Muskego hammer each other out.
Yeah, we're probably
bit.
Better off having them beat each other up, if they both win their first round, yeah.
Look, I Indian Trail you know about. Yep. They've had a really good year.
Yeah,
and you wouldn't mind playing against them because you coached there for a while. I haven't seen Bradford play. Mm-hmm. You got to play well. At this time of year, everybody's pretty good. So
yeah, I mean, I was honestly a little surprised by the result of their game last night. I thought that, you know, they played Racine Park. I thought that would be a tough, close game right there.
I'm sorry, one more.
Go ahead, yeah.
Waterford got the 1. Wilmot got the 2. Waukesha West got the 3. Burlington the 4. Badger the 5. Kettle Moraine, Milwaukee Reagan, South Milwaukee. Let me run through that again. Waterford got the 1. Wilmot got the 2. Waukesha West the 3. Then Burlington the 4. Lake Geneva Badger the 5. Kettle Moraine, Milwaukee Reagan, and South Milwaukee. So Waterford will play South Milwaukee, Wilmot Reagan, Waukesha West and Kettle Moraine, Burlington and Badger. Well, that's, you know, again, in conference, if they would have switched a little bit. But that's all right. I'll tell you what, fun time of year. Coach, it's really good to meet you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Young guy doing good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much
absolutely.
For stopping
no problem.
By.
Absolutely, anytime.
I'm sure I'll see you on the sideline soon.
Hopefully,
Yeah, for sure. Thanks a lot for listening. Again, I'm out at State Fair Park for the Nary Milwaukee Home and Remodeling Show. I'm going to be getting out of here, but the show's going to go on until 8 o'clock tonight, 10 to 5 tomorrow. Stop by, some really good things to look at. Thanks for listening. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, as always presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.